Friend, St. Helena, California, May 30th, 1907. Dear friend, last Monday we returned from a visit to some of our Southern California churches and institutions. We had been gone from home since April 18th. At that time, our party consisted of my son, W.C. White, Dr. Kress and his wife, who is also a doctor, their daughter, Aura, and their two smaller children, Miss Stevens, who accompanied them from Australia, Dr. Rand, physician at the St. Helena Sanitarium, Doris Robinson, one of my copyists, Sarah McEnterfer, my attendant, and myself. We went over the coastline to Los Angeles, passing through San Francisco, leaving that city at 5 p.m. It was the anniversary of the great earthquake last year, and many people were celebrating the day with revelry and pleasure-seeking. During the past year, the sins that brought the rebuke of God have continued, and violence and crime have greatly increased in the city. W.C. White, Sarah McEnterfer, and I spent the Sabbath at Fernando. We were glad to learn that success has attended the school during the year that has just closed, and that many have offered themselves for service in the Master's work. I spoke to the students gathered in the school chapel on Sabbath forenoon, and another appointment was made for me Sunday. Sabbath afternoon, W.C. White spoke to the students, and in the evening he left for Los Angeles to attend an important council of some of our physicians. Monday morning, April 22nd, we left Fernando and reached Loma Linda in the afternoon. Here we found the work moving forward encouragingly. During the past winter, the patronage has been larger than at any previous time. A good work has been done in the education of medical missionary evangelists. Loma Linda is a place that the Lord has especially designated as a center for the training of medical missionaries. The school work has been carried on in cottages and buildings on the sanitarium grounds. This beautiful sanitarium property has, in the wonderful providence of God, come into our possession. It is situated in the Orange District of Southern California, within easy access of Redlands, Riverside, Colton, San Bernardino, and other cities. As a result of the work conducted by Elder Simpson, Elder Haskell, and others, strong companies of believers have been raised up in Riverside and Redlands, and there is a small company at San Bernardino. Dr. Lillis Wood Starr has found many openings for educational work in medical lines in San Bernardino. She began to conduct in the homes of our own people studies in hygienic cooking, dress, and general living. Neighbors were invited to attend some of these demonstrations, and these in turn requested that similar studies be held with their families, to which they might invite some of their friends. So the work grew rapidly, until it was brought to the attention of the superintendent of public schools. At his invitation, Dr. Starr gave health talks in the public schools of the city to as many as 1,500 children. She now finds herself unable to respond to the many calls that come to her for public work. Her cooperation with the W has greatly helped her by bringing her in contact with many excellent ladies of that organization. Such efforts are a powerful factor in the removing of prejudice against our people. Sabbath, April 27th, many of our brethren and sisters from the neighboring churches united with the family at Loma Linda in the sanitarium parlors, and I spoke to them, portraying the example of Christ, the great medical missionary in whose footsteps we are to follow. Wednesday, May 1st, we left Loma Linda for National City to visit the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Brother and Sister Megan accompanied us as far as Santa Ana, where they stopped to visit his children. At Orange, we met Brother Reeser and Ballinger, who were on their way to attend a meeting of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium Board. At Oceanside, Brother Johnson, another member of the Sanitarium Board, joined us. Wednesday afternoon and Thursday were spent by the board in laying plans for the future work of the institution. On Sabbath and Sunday, I spoke to the church in San Diego, asking them to unite with our brethren and sisters in National City in making the work at the sanitarium a success. Thursday afternoon, we left San Diego for Escondido. Here we were met by Dr. Sophie Judson and Brother Johnson, who took us in their carriages to San Pasquale, 10 miles farther. San Pasquale is a beautiful valley where are located several families of our people. They have built for themselves a modest, neat church, in which I spoke Sabbath morning. Many had driven over from Escondido, and the meeting house was well filled. The following day I spoke at Escondido. The service had been announced in the churches in their morning services, and there was a good attendance. Monday morning, we returned to Loma Linda. During my second visit to this place, I spoke twice to the students in the school. On Sabbath, a union service was held on the lawn at the back of the sanitarium, under some beautiful pepper trees. I spoke in the morning, and Elder Luther Warren in the afternoon. The next morning, we hurried away to fill an appointment in Los Angeles in the afternoon. At Los Angeles, we found the church crowded to its utmost capacity, and we were told that some were unable to find entrance. The Lord blessed me in speaking, and notwithstanding my weakness, I was strengthened to stand before the congregation for 1 hour. After the service, we went out 6 miles in the electric cars to the Glendale Sanitarium, where I rested for a few days before going to the camp meeting at Merced. During this time, I took vigorous treatment for throat and lungs, and Tuesday morning I was able to speak to the helpers without manifesting hoarseness. Thursday afternoon we were at Merced, where we were entertained at the home of Dr. Wolfson, who is conducting a small sanitarium. We found among the public a good interest in our meetings. The ministers from other churches attended and invited their congregations to do so. I was able to speak in the large tent Sabbath morning and again on Sunday, and the messages given under the influence of the Holy Spirit made a strong impression upon hearts. After I had spoken Sabbath, about 75 came forward to signify their purpose to consecrate themselves anew to the Master's service. Monday, May 27th, we returned to our home, reaching St. Helena by the evening train. I am grateful to God for His blessing which has attended me in these labors. I have been weak physically and have suffered, but was able to fill every appointment, and whenever I stood before the people, I felt the power of the Spirit imparted to me. I praise the Lord that even in my old age, I am still able to do something in the work of the Lord.